Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Today I'm going to talk about PlayStation Plus, Xbox Game Pass, and Nintendo Switch Online Service, or whatever the fuck that's called. Not drinking any beer today. Drinking water. NFL starts this week, regular season. It's on a Thursday. It's my team. Huge game. Got to prepare. You know, I got to rest my body. Got to get ready. You know, got to stretch. Got to hydrate. So we're just drinking some water. Okay. But, you know, let's not make this episode about that. Let's talk about what I was going to talk about. No preparation. I just was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. And, you know, I felt like I wanted to talk about this because I was thinking about the future. Get out of here. So I'm going to go to PlayStation. I don't know. I'm not connected to the internet, it says. That's ridiculous. Oh, my God. So I'm going to go to these websites. I'm going to read about the services you can get. Obviously, I'm familiar with PlayStation. What the fuck? Come on now. Come on. Hello? Where's the Wi-Fi? Whole episode's ruined now. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm leaving all this in. I think it's on now. Okay. My Bluetooth is dying for what? I think my keyboard. Oh, that's good. All right, so I'm on PlayStation.com. Let's see if I was just a regular old customer. Didn't have a system. I just want to see what's going on in this ecosystem. What's going on? Here we go. PlayStation services. Up top, PS Plus, right here. Okay, so right off the bat here, website tells us you can play online, multiplayer. You get 2 free PS4 games every month, and you get access to exclusive discounts. Online multiplayer, download, all that stuff, exclusive discounts. Now, you get cloud storage. So, PS Plus gives you access to 100 gigabytes of online storage. You can upload your save games to the cloud and transfer them from PS4 to console to another. So, yes, I've done that. It's very convenient. Oh, my God. I'm so parched. (clears throat) 100 gigs is a good amount for save data. I believe this goes for PS3 and Vita as well, so you get all that cloud storage for all those games. And then there's a share play functionality. You can invite your friends to join in your favorite PS4 games through SharePlay. Let them team up, spectate, or take control. You don't even have to own the same games. I have done this once, okay? A friend was like, hey, do you want to try this game out? And I was like, sure, I've never done that. You sign in, or they let you sign in. Then you take control of their system. You're playing their game. They're watching you. You're chatting. Neat idea, huh? Yes, it is. My internet was not great at the time. It wasn't hardwired, and it was choppy, and it was laggy, and it was not fun. So I never used it again. But that, who knows? That could change, you know? And the pricing for this is $60 a year. $25 for 3 months, $10 for 1 month, or you can try it for free for 2 weeks. Now, obviously, if you think you're really going to use this, you're going to want to go with this $60 for a year. You're looking at, you know, $5 a month, which is cheaper than all that other shit. And it will auto-renew annually for that amount. So, like, look at that. So you better get on that shit. You get it for a month, and it's going to auto-renew each month. No. Oh, my God. I'm so thirsty. Okay, so that's what you get with PS Plus. Now, if we go over to PlayStation Now, PlayStation Now is a game streaming service. You can apparently enjoy over 800 games on demand. Unlimited access to a library of over 800 PS4, PS3, and PS2 games, all with one subscription. Stream directly to your PS4 or PC and download PS4 and PS2 games to your PS4. Note, you cannot download PS3 games, though. You know why? Because that the whole system is... What the fuck? You know what I mean? So you can't do that. There's a 7-day free trial. Access hundreds of games. Download PS4 games. So, you know, your internet's not great. Maybe you can download some of them. That way, you don't have to worry about lag. 120-plus PS4, PS3, and PS2 exclusives, including Bloodborne, The Last of Us, Uncharted, God of War, and more. Apparently, you can play this, what is it? Yeah, on your PS2? Or PC? Yeah. Stream directly to your PS4 or PC. So, you got your laptop, you're on vacation, hey, I'm going to blah, 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 play this fucking game, whatever. Now, oh, here we go. 7-day free trial for free. That's the price because it's called a 7-day free trial. $100 for a year. Interesting. $45 for 3 months or $20 a month. Again, if you really think you're going to use this, probably want to go with the higher fucking price. Otherwise, you're paying a heck of a lot of money per month. But, yeah, not interested in that. But it's something. Now, we got another service called PS View. It's TV. And let's read about that. Let's go ahead and read about it. TV on your favorite devices. Get the PS View app on your favorite devices like Amazon Fire, Roku players, Apple TV, mobile devices, web, and more. No PlayStation console ever required. So you can use this. You don't even need the PS4. You don't need a PS3. You don't need shit. For the first 2 months, it's $45. $10 off. Then it's $55 after the first 2 months. That's the core. You get live streaming, HD, cloud DVR, 5 simultaneous streams, thousands of on-demand shows, and there's, you know, a fuckload of channels, right? Access is... Oh, let's say, huh? Oh, access... Okay, so core is on sale, so that's 55. The normal access is 50, less channels. Core has more channels, additional plans... Wowzers. The Elite is $65 a month. You get movie channels. And Ultra is $85 and you get HBO and Showtime. And then there's a $10 a month sports pack you can add on. So I would imagine if I wanted this, I would get this cheapest one and then I would get the sports. I did use PS View for a few months. Oh my God, I just hit the window. I really enjoyed it, actually, because the PlayStation 4 is the center of my living room. It's what I watch YouTube on. It's what I play video games on. It's what I watch Netflix on. I was like, this is easy. It's already got my credit card. You know, you just click done, and I'm watching TV. It was seamless. I wanted to watch a football game. I don't have cable. I didn't have ESPN or whatever the fuck I needed. I don't know. And And I clicked a button, and I was streaming it, and I was watching the game. And I was like, wow, that was fucking easy. And I believe at that time it was like $25 a month. I was like, this is a no-brainer. And then a couple months later, it's $35 a month. Now we're up to $55. So now I don't have it because fuck that. I don't watch TV that much. And again, it's mostly sports. I just want to watch football. So, see, add-ons and standalone. Let's see if you can get sports standalone. Get the best of live sports with... along with even more channels, like, requires subscription. Okay, see, in order to watch sports, it requires a subscription to Core, Elite, or Ultra. So you have to pay minimum $55 a month. So really $65 a month. And that's, like, not gonna happen. I get my games I want local, you know what I mean? Over the air, free HD. So, what? Supported devices, PS4, PS3, Roku, Android, iPhones, and iPod Touch, holy fuck, Google Chrome, Cast, Android phones running, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I don't know if you like TV, that's a thing that you can do. Now, the reason I was thinking about this and wanted to talk about it, and actually that fucking went on for longer than I wanted, I wanted to say what they should do in the future, but also Xbox is doing a really good job over there, so let's go to Xbox.com. and see what their shit's all about. Here we go. Here we go. Xbox Game Pass overview. Let's see what's going on. Immerse yourself in a deep library of more than 100 high-quality games. Join the fun in new games or catch up on the recent hit. With Xbox Game Pass, you'll always have something new to play. One low monthly price. Cancel any time. Well, let's find out if we want to do that. Pew, 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 pew. Stop it. Don't want to watch that video. Premiering on Xbox Game Pass. Oh, my fucking hand hurts now. Be among the first to play the latest titles from the Xbox Game Studios and ID at Xbox, available to Xbox Game Pass members the same day as their global release. So we're talking about Gears 5. Gears 5 comes out September 10th. That's a huge one for Xbox. And... you know, you're going to be, able to play that with Game Pass. You don't have to buy the game. Just buy the Game Pass. Okay. Are you a devoted PC gamer? A committed console player? There's a plan for you. Or get it all, including Xbox Live Gold and Gears 5 Ultimate Edition. All right. So there's a PC thing. There's unlimited access to over 100 games. First 3 months for $5, and then $5 a month. So you get unlimited access to those games. New games added all the time. Xbox Game Studios titles, exclusive member discounts. So you're playing on PC, and you just want Xbox games, $5 a month. Okay, so you could be playing Gears of War 5, it seems like, for $5. Cool. You're not going to own it, I imagine. It's like, you know, once you stop giving them money, you'll probably take it away. That seems obvious. Console, the version, $10 a month. Same thing. So, you just don't get to play it on PC, apparently. You have an Xbox. You get the games. $5 more a month. That's interesting. It's not a bad price. I'm just saying that's weird that it's different. But and then the Ultimate is the best value. Get your first 2 months for $2. Then it's $15 a month. So you get all that shit. plus Xbox Live Gold includes deals with gold, games with gold, and console multiplayer, Gears 5 Ultimate Edition, play 4 days early on console and PC, includes the Ultimate Edition character pack, blah, blah, blah. So you're getting the PC, the console perks, plus Xbox Live Gold, and all that comes with that. Now, I don't know what fucking Xbox Live Gold is now, because I thought everything was fucking... I thought that was all... I thought it had gone into that. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Now I need to find out what the fuck Xbox Live Gold is. You know what I mean? Here's Games with Gold. I'll click that. It seems like Xbox Live Gold is you play online. Just like PS Plus, you have to have it. So, overview. Let's go to the overview right here. Play together with Xbox Live Gold. Most advanced network. So, it is online multiplayer. You get to... you do that. Get 2 to 4 free games to play every month. What does that mean? There's a little asterisk on the thing. And save 50 to 75% store discounts on Xbox One games. So this seems like PS Plus. Xbox Game Pass is like a whole different bad boy. So you get your multiplayer, you get your games, you get your Sea of Thieves, you get your Forzas. So there's, it gives you free games. Yeah, okay. So Xbox, these are different animals here. Xbox Game Pass is like a whole different thing, which I was not aware of, and this is why I'm doing the episode. Okay, so if we were to break it down, it looks like PlayStation and Xbox's competition is PS Plus is Sony's Xbox Live Gold. Xbox Game Pass is more of a competitor, it seems, directly competing with PS Now, I would guess. And I would say Xbox got the upper hand on that. But, you know, that's that. Now, let's head over on to Nintendo.com. Nintendo. See what that... I do have their online service. Shouldn't take too long to explain this. Nintendo's, we'll go to Nintendo Switch. We will travel to Nintendo. Oh my goodness. Online service. All right. This is what you get. More games, more features, and more fun. You got a 7-day free trial, which I used to play with my friend once. You get online play, which is, depends on the game. I tried to play Mario Party, and you couldn't even just play the regular game. It was like only mini games, and I was like, but why? So that's not, I don't like that. You get save data, cloud storage. Haven't used that yet. You get a smartphone app or something. I've not used that. And you get special offers, which I have gotten special offers. And that's mostly like, hey, here's some wallpapers. Okay. Nintendo Online. Let's click that one. The games. What do we get? So it looks like right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 40. Look, there's about 48 games. Okay. NES games that you get. You don't download them. You have to be connected to the internet, I believe. If not that, it at least has to be connected to the internet for a smidge so that it can verify that it's your account. I could be wrong on that. My shit's connected to the internet all the time, so I don't know. But let's say you're playing Super Mario Brothers 3, and you know you're trying to, you're dying. You don't want to restart the whole game over. You can save the game, which you could not do on the original. You could just die and you'd have to start the game over. Not here, my friends. You can save it. Be like, I'm here on this level and this is how many lives I have. No matter what you do, you can always go back and keep going. That makes me happy. I don't have time. I mean, I do have time, but I don't want to have the, don't want to mess with it to keep fucking around. So this is real nice. I have used that before. So that's it. That's what you get. Now, where's the pricing? Here we go. Pricing and plan. I didn't read. I think there's more features. Yeah, you can play, save, jump back into the action wherever you have a few minutes. You can use a single Joy-Con for easy two-player gaming. Play together online. Give friends a hand. You can display a hand cursor on your friend's screen to give them hints. Not that cool. Cheer them on with voice chat, which you need a phone for, which is ridiculous. Okay. Pricing. Now, this is the nicest. For 1 month, it's $4. 3 months, it's $8. 12 months, it's $20. And there's a family membership where 8 account holders can all use the same service. Oh, they can all play the games, do all the shit. That's $35. So let's say my wife logs into her account. She wants to play Super Mario Bros. 3. She can't do it. She's got to use my account. Can she? Yes, I don't give a fuck. So I have the $20 version. And I honestly got it because, well, one, my friend, we wanted to play, so I got the free trial. Then I accidentally didn't fucking subscribe, or I let it lapse, and so it just did the $4 a month thing, and I was like, great, they charged me $4 for this month. Fucking damn it. So I got the year subscription, so I don't have to worry about it, because Tetris fucking was an exclusive Nintendo Online thing. I really want to play it, and I did. And then I just got another year in a game, so I'm pretty set. But anyway, that's all you get. Now, the reason I wanted to go through this was to just kind of compare them. Obviously, Nintendo's is the weakest. They don't have many features, but it's also super cheap. So, you know, it's hard to argue with that. Now, I thought I was going to say Xbox had the best. And actually, I am. I think Xbox Gold and the Game Pass is pretty good. But I thought it was better than I think it is. See, I thought this Game Pass had all the gold with it and it was the same amount of money. But wait a minute. Honestly, let me go back to this Game Pass. Honestly, if I go back here, I'm gonna boop. Where's the pricing? Here we go. Yeah. For $15 a month, you get the Game Pass, the access to the games on PC and console. You get games that are premiering, like the big hitters, like Gears. And granted, they don't have a lot going on right now, but, you know, someday. And you get Xbox Live Gold, which is already $10. So you're saving a lot there. And you're playing stuff early and doing all this stuff. So that's a great deal. Now, this is where I really want to steer this episode. This is what I want to talk about. Well, first, I didn't realize. I'm going to sit down here. I got to fucking adjust this. Get out of here. I did not know what their stuff was because I don't own one. So, I didn't, you know, I wanted to figure it out. And we just learned together, didn't we? So, here's what I want to say about PlayStation. PlayStation Now, I've seen a video that kind of overviewed it and the connection speed you need and all the stuff, and but thank God you can download some of them. It's not great. The price isn't great. $100 a year? No. That's not ever happening. It's just not. PS Plus is, you know, if you get the thing, it's like $5 a month. You get a decent amount of features. Now, when I got PS Plus, I don't know. I didn't care too much about the free games or anything. I wanted backup saves, and I wanted to switch saves between games. I don't know why the fuck I bought it, but it doesn't matter. I did like the game part, but it didn't matter to me too much. And here's the thing. When I got it on PS3, I was getting free PS3 game. You know what? It was the free games. I don't know what I'm talking about. I really did want the... I don't know what I'm talking about. I definitely wanted the free games. The thing I didn't care about was the online multiplayer when PS4 came out. Everyone's like, oh, well, you need it now. And I was like, well, I had it anyway, and I don't care because I'm already paying for it. So I didn't... They didn't up the price. Or did? Well, they did, actually. It used to be $50 a year. You know, I wanted the games, but I wanted the cloud saves. But the thing was, is that I got the free PS3 games, free Vita games, and free PS4 games. It was a massive fucking deal. And I didn't have a Vita. And after months and months and months of accruing PS Vita games with Plus, I was like, I'm going to go get a Vita. I'm going to buy a couple Vita games, and I already have like fucking 30 Vita games to play. It was like the instant game collection. It was a whole thing that they were doing, and it's probably sold them some units. Now, the problem now is that you're not getting PS3 games on there. You're not getting Vita games. And you're getting two PS4 games. Good chance you already bought one of them. Good chance you don't want one of them. Good chance you don't want both of them. It doesn't feel like you're getting a lot for your money. Now, I would propose, now I thought for sure when they discontinued the PS3 and Vita games, that they would add PSVR games. And it's the same logic I had with the Vita. Like, oh, I already got like 30 of these fucking games. Might as well just buy one of these. And I wanted one, though. So, but it helped a lot. Because I was like, oh, I have so much to do. I can play this, I can play that, I can play this. For PSVR, I think it would sell some units for them. Especially if they drop the price on it. They've got to be making another one. And then no one's going to buy that original model. They really dropped the ball on this because they could have been pumping out these PSVR units if they would have been giving away two PS4 games. You get a decent game, like a kind of a bigger name game. Give an indie game, throw in a PSVR game, doesn't matter what it is, because after you got 10 to 15 PSVR games, somebody's like, you know what, I'm going to go get a new unit. I've got all these games I can try and all this stuff, and I'm telling you, I think, you know, who the fuck am I? I'm not a businessman. I think it would have sold some units. That's basically what I wanted to say. So, if it were me, Dr. Jacob, businessman, PS Plus going forward, and I'm sure this is kind of why I was thinking about this too, because I think that they're not doing this because they are waiting for the PS5 to overhaul this service. I think they're going to announce the PS5. They're going to announce a new VR unit. They're going to say, we're going to start giving you VR games just like that. And then now people are going to want to get in on that second VR. And you're going to be able to play all those older VR games on the new thing, and it'll look better and do all this cool shit. That's what I think is going to happen. That's what I want to happen. So I want them, by them I mean Sony and PlayStation, to make PS Plus, you could make it $10 a month. You get a PS, two PS4 games, a VR game. You know, make it $10 a month maybe. Put PS Now in there in some capacity. Or $15 a month and make PS Now just, it's a whole thing. It's just, you can do whatever you want. You get all the games, you know, play them. I don't know. I haven't thought about the prices. I guess I could have done that before the record this, but I don't know what I would pay. I like not paying a lot now, and I wouldn't use PS Now probably. But yeah, make it, you know, make it, how about this? Regular price for PS Plus. You get one PSVR game added. That's all you get added. Make it $10 a month. You get some PS Now functionality. Make it $15 a month or 20. I don't know. And use all of PS Now. So it's got to be integrated into the bigger picture. And who knows? Make PS. You could do a tier with PS View in there. There's all these services, and I think if they integrated them more, and the prices were not outrageous, this $100 for a year of these this library. No. So, and it says 1 month subscription for $20. Telling you, $15 and add it into, because no one wants to pay for PS Plus and then PS Now. You gotta add, you gotta merge these things together, and I think it would work. I would use it more, and you might get $5 to $10 more a month out of me, and I would just cancel some of my other fucking services. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. I just think they need an overhaul on this service, and I think we're going to get it when they announce PS5. But yeah, okay. That's my thoughts for today. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That's PopconJacob. And you can let me know if you hate PS Plus or, you know, want to talk about the shell of its former self, and what you hope Sony can do to, you know, rejuvenate it come PS5 time. So reach out or don't. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.